recording for the Jewish Historical Society of Delaware, November the 7th, 1978. I'm interviewing Rabbi Jacob Kraft, Rabbi Emeritus of Temple Beth Shalom. Rabbi Kraft, would you tell us when you were born and where?
I was born on February the 12th, 1904, and I was born probably in eastern Poland. Believe it or not, I'm not sure of the city where I was born. I think it was Lomza. My father called himself a Griver.
What's that?
From the a region
oh,
called the Griver region. Yes.
And how did your family get to this country?
Yes.
What were the circumstances?
These were the circumstances. My father came to this country before I was born. My mother was pregnant. He came first, and he came for the reason that he wanted to earn enough money so that he'd be able to send for us. It is my understanding that he left both because of the tense situation and the persecutions, and maybe because he was supposed to enter the service in the army. We came a number of years later. I think it was about 1908. I was close to the age of four when we came to this country. And we came eventually to Boston. I don't know where our boat, our ship landed. I do have a hazy recollection that I was a pretty miserable individual as a youngster. I put up a great deal of fuss, and my mother of blessed memory tells me that all of a sudden I squatted on the floor, began to cry, refused to go any further.
Where was this?
I don't know, wherever it was. It was after we disembarked from the ship.
You had had it.
Yeah.
How many of your brothers and sisters were there in the family at that time?
At that time, I had a sister. She was the oldest in the family, Dorothy, and an older brother, Max. And my other two brothers were born in this country. First, my brother Harry was almost 6 years my junior. And then the youngest of the family, my brother Saul, his Hebrew name is Shalom. And in later years, he was sorry that my father, blessed memory, or it might have been my sister, hadn't called him by that name, Shalom.
Now, what did your family do in Boston?
My father was a customer peddler. That is to say, he would represent certain stores. They could be furniture stores, they could be jewelry stores, they could be clothing stores, and he would go around and sell goods to these individuals. They would come, for example, to the furniture store and select the furniture, and he would make some kind of a commission. His trade was mostly among Italians, to such an extent that he was almost as fluent in Italian as he was in English, but it's a sort of questionable fluency.
And what role did your mother play?
My mother had enough work to keep her busy all day, with, first of all, with three children, and then an expanding family. She really worked very, very hard.
Can you tell me something about your early education?
Before I tell you about my early education, I should tell you something about my father and my mother. My father was the descendant of a rabbinical line. His father was a rabbi and so on before that. He was a very learned individual, so learned indeed, so thoroughly acquainted with rabbinic literature and the Talmud, that in later life he headed a chevra shas. That was a group of people who would gather usually in the synagogue for the purpose of study of the Talmud. He was excellent, so excellent that once a young rabbi, a newly graduate of our seminary who felt that he had an excellent background, hearing that my father was taking over the chevra shas and teaching the people, was a little bit irked, but he said he'll listen in on the class. And after listening on the class, he said he was delighted that he didn't have to teach because he recognized the ability of my father. Now, my mother's father was a cantor, and they both came from intensely Jewish homes, committed homes. I think I have a very hazy recollection of my grandfather, of blessed memory. A fine-looking gentleman and a man also of intellectual attainments. Now, both the background of my father and also of my mother was such that this background couldn't help but have a profound influence upon me. When I was about 5 years of age, I was put into the hands of a private teacher, a Malamed, and he taught me for approximately a half a year or so, or maybe until the age of six. Fortunately, Hebrew schools were being established in Boston at that time. And my father, hearing of that, put me into a Hebrew school. And I was the beneficiary of a remarkably fine education because we had great teachers. There was a man by the name of Waldman, Coleman might have been his first name, who eventually became a rabbi. He already had the title of rabbi, who was my first teacher. Remarkable, effective, impressed me a great deal. I had other excellent teacher, a man by the name of B, I think his first name was Benjamin Hirsch, who later on became the head of a school in New York. I think that was the school where Rabbi Leventhal was the rabbi, the Brooklyn Jewish Center. A remarkably fine teacher, and to this day, and this must be, well, maybe over 60 years, 65 years, more than 65 years ago, I can remember him telling us some biblical tales, and the class was conducted in Hebrew. And I had a third teacher who was also a great teacher by the name of Tumarov. And at the age of 11 or 12, we were already studying, for example, Isaiah. And it was Ivrit B'Ivrit, you see, teaching, instructing in Hebrew. So I was very fortunate in having had these great educators.
Did any other members of your family have this opportunity?
They did. They did. I don't know whether my other brothers had, for example, Tumarov, B. Hirsch, I don't remember. We had later on, when I was 15 or 16 years of age, a great teacher who came from England by the name of Solomon Zucrow, Z-U-C-R-O-W, who has written a few notable books on Jewish subjects. And he knew rabbinic literature very, very well. And he was teaching us Talmud, and I think that my brothers also had the benefit of Mr. Zucrow as a teacher. I'm trying to think back. I had another teacher by the name of Shachner Stein, and I had a poet, well, fairly well-known poet, by the name of Yecheskel Levitt, I believe it was, who was also a teacher of mine. So you can see that I had the benefit of great instructors.
Did you ever consider anything besides the rabbinate for profession?
Believe it or not, I didn't make up my mind about becoming a rabbi until my senior year at Harvard College. And when I made up my mind, then I determined to take off a year so as to be able to engage a little bit in study, in some Talmudic study. I don't know what